This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, July 19th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. This week's AgriPulse Open Mic guest is Corey Rosenbusch with the Fertilizer Institute. Just back from an international fertilizer conference, Rosenbusch says a December meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia was a real concern for the global nutrient market.
He met with the Crown Prince while he was there. He had one of his fertilizer CEOs with him. Part of the conversation was around creating the cartel or a joint selling group, so to speak, partnership between Russia and Saudi. So when you think about Russia as the world's largest fertilizer supplier, significant fertilizer resources in Saudi, it would give Russia and Saudi a control over a significant amount of the supply. From a Putin perspective, the way he's thinking about this is, hey, if I can control fertilizer, I can control food security. And if I can control food security, it allows me to achieve my geopolitical objective.
Rosenbusch says one European policymaker provided a shocking reality of the consequences of their green policy proposal.
There was a recognition. Someone asked the question, well, don't a lot of these policies basically mean we're going to have widespread famine, we're going to have food security issues? And I can't really describe it, but the answer was, yes, we recognize that. That's just the sacrifice we're going to have to make. The Europeans have this philosophy when it comes to some of their environmental policy. And this policymaker just genuinely believed we have to sacrifice human life today so that the planet can live tomorrow. It blew our mind. It's just not something we can necessarily fathom, that this is kind of how these policymakers are thinking about things, but it is.
Further, Rosenbusch says Houthi rebels have organized and are offering formal warnings for ships transporting supplies of the Red Sea. You can hear more comments from Rosenbusch at AgriPulse.com. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers features coverage from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Lydia Johnson spoke with Donald Trump's 2016 campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, who said the nation's voters are aligning with a rural mindset.
Over time, the rural voter has been migrating more to the America First agenda of secure borders and growth in the economy that provides prosperity and opportunity. Obviously, President Trump is overtly, visibly, and vocally a, quote, friend to farmers, believes that agriculture is a backbone of the United States economy, but the United States identity also. Just we were built on being an agrarian society, and he very much respects that, invested a great deal along with Secretary Perdue at USDA into rural America.
More post-event coverage of the RNC is available now at www.agripulse.com. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is among a dozen groups bringing litigation against the Bureau of Land Management in federal district court in Wyoming. NCBA's Caitlin Glover says this is the latest action in a long-standing dispute over BLM's conservation and landscape health rule.
These groups have expressed serious concern about what this reprioritization of BLM's directives, how they manage these landscapes, would affect all of us who exist in the West, rely on minerals, rely on forage, and even those who recreate on these landscapes.
Glover says the challenge as to what's actually in the final rule. This afternoon's cattle on feed report showed 11.58 million head of cattle on feed June 1st. That's even with last year. Placements were down 7%, marketing's down 9%, according to the Department of Agriculture. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.